you know, a country should be able to raise domestically the resources that it needs to fund its sustainable development. You don't have to surrender your dignity, or you don't have to subject yourself to conditions to receive ODA money or get loans, you know. So if you're spending your own money, I think there's, you know, greater interest on the part of the citizens to watch over their government so that money is spent wisely. You know, like in the Philippines, just to give you an example, when we started, the budget of our infrastructure program was about 165 billion pesos. That's about $3.6 billion. We have more than quadrupled the budget, and we did not raise taxes, and we did not borrow, had to have to borrow more. What we were able to do was improve tax administration, you know, collect more and better, cleaned up customs so that leakages are eliminated. We untangled the bottlenecks and revisited our priorities so that we put our money really in the most essential things that we need to address poverty and grow the economy. Social protection, basic education, public health, social housing.
What do you think are the biggest hurdles to financing sustainable development? I mean, you make it sound pretty easy with reforming the tax system, but I'm sure that there are substantial hurdles that the Philippines face and certainly many other countries as well.
Well, it's not really easy because reform means that, you know, certain interests who have benefited from the status quo will push back. And you have to push back harder, you know, so that to allow reforms to take place. So, you know, the Philippines is about to conclude a peace agreement. But in many other countries, the political situation is unstable. You know, like if you go to North Africa, the Middle East, you know, some parts of Asia. And it's going to be very difficult, you know, to raise enough money if all those monies is going to unproductive investments like beefing up the military, spending money on displaced population. You know, these are the things that deter nations from being able to generate financing to do sustainable development targets.
Are you optimistic that sustainable development can one day be tackled by countries across the globe?
You know, conditions in different parts of the world are so different. I mean, like the Philippines, it's now the fastest growing economy in Southeast Asia. And according to Bloomberg, it's going to be the second fastest growing economy in the world in 2015 and 2016. We started out less than 5 years ago as the sick man of Asia. And in less than 5 years, we're the fastest growing economy in Southeast Asia. I mean, things are looking up for the Philippines. And I think we actually haven't reached our full potential yet.